Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some changes in our marketplace, and we think about the products that milk will ultimately be manufactured into across the United States. And there's been some major changes in market demand and some things that have changed within our consumer base that is really going to have a major impact on our markets going forward. Y'all are very aware that we're producing a lot of milk right now, and many of our plants are running at capacity, and it's putting a little bit of a strain maybe on those prices that we're receiving for that raw milk that we're shipping out. So as we think about that and some changes that we see in component prices, we see that there are some things that seem to be rising, and one of those key factors is actually the price of protein powders. The protein powders that we produce from whey have become part of that. So there's this increased protein demand that we have within our consumer base and are willing to pay more for high-quality protein. Moving forward, I think within our consumer base, there'll be this increased interest in those products that have higher quality protein. And based on some of the surveys that we've recently completed, those people are willing to pay more for those higher quality products. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension. I'm excited about some of the changes we are seeing in the dairy case, as well as other places in the grocery store that utilize products that we produce on our Kansas dairy farms.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.